For any couple, marriage can at times be challenging and stressful, but a military marriage carries with it a unique set of challenges. That's why the Billy Graham Training Center at the Cove recently offered a free seminar for military spouses. Meet Craig, who's in the Air Force and who, with his wife Lindsay, attended the recent military marriage retreat. He says it was a very helpful healing time.
Really just being able to get away. And it really is a retreat, you know, up here in the mountains that, you know, you really feel secluded and you honestly really feel God's presence up here. And I'm not just saying that to be, you know, because that's what your signs say, but you really do. And so that coupled with just the teaching and the time that you get to really just step back and just the time to really devote to personal growth and growth within our marriage.
For Jennifer, who was there with her husband Brian, an Army National Guardsman, it was a welcome opportunity to spend time learning and building their marriage. She found it energized her.
It has truly been a retreat. You know, you hear about going on retreats, and then you come back just as tired as when you left. And this has really been a refreshing retreat, a way where you can focus and kind of get regrouped, especially in the marriage department, you know, what's particular to this seminar, which has been really, really nice.
Lindsay was reminded not only of helpful insights into ways of strengthening her marriage with Craig, but of the essential part God plays in their relationship.
It's just been really nice to get away and really focus on our marriage and focus on God and the strength that He provides us through the Holy Spirit. And it just helps recharge you to just continue to press into Him and persevere. And it's just been a great weekend of reflection and growth.
The weekend was free for active duty and reserve service members and their spouses and was led by best-selling author and counselor Dr. Gary Chapman. He helped the husbands and wives understand the importance of good communication and gave them tips to help them make sure their communication with each other was effective.
They've talked a lot about communicating with your spouse here and within the marriage, which is very key. But I think, too, when you open yourself up to communicate with others and to have relationship with others, I think that can make a huge, huge difference when it comes time for a deployment or being separated. And I think that can make a world of difference when you have a support group of people that you can be vulnerable with and honest with.
Craig was reminded how difficult it can be when husband and wife try to communicate their mutual love and concern, but for whatever reasons, simply don't connect.
When we miscommunicate or misfire in our marriage, it's not because we're not trying. You know, I'm trying to love her, but I'm loving her in a way that I want to receive love, and so we're just missing it sometimes, you know. So I think it's just wasted effort, and it's not leading to the marriage that God designed us to be.
Shantae and her husband, Andrew, who's in the Navy, have experienced 10 different active duty deployments during their marriage, and those times are ones of tremendous stress and worry for the whole family. The retreat helped her focus on her greatest source of strength.
Every time he would leave, I mean, he's been to Iraq more than once, to Afghanistan, knowing that when he left, you know, I had people ask me, you know, how can you just blithely send him off? Well, it wasn't blithely, but it was with a knowledge that God's will is perfect, and I knew that nothing was going to touch him that wasn't God's will. So whatever happened, God was going to get me through that.
Jennifer sums up her feelings about the military marriage retreat this way.
Thank you guys for putting this on. Oh my word. I can see this going and getting bigger and bigger, because the more people that hear about this, I think you guys are doing a fabulous thing for families.
You can learn more about the ministry of the Billy Graham Training Center at the Cove by clicking on What We Do at the top of this page. Then look for the Cove. I'm Mike McLean.